Amen. So we're in a teaching series, and the series that we have been in for this last several weeks that we've been talking about is guarding your life. Guarding your life. It's very important that we guard our life. And in the subtitle of that, it's talking about being an armor bearer. Being an armor bearer. Now, according to scripture, the armor bearer has no official position, has no official title, but we all know that God has placed us to be armor bearers. What do? We bear arms in the midst of the battle. We bear arms in the midst of the battle. So an armor bearer, as the world would say, and some have said before, that an armor bearer seems to be the pastor's flunky or the first lady flunky, or they carry a Bible, they go get things that they don't want to take care of themselves. But that's not the purpose of an armor bearer. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? So we can scratch that. Amen. Everybody have a kingdom eraser, so you erase those things out of your mind and out of your thought process, okay? An armor bearer is one that goes to battle. They stay with their leader. They in the battle. Good, bad, or indifferent. They always in the battle because they're walking close. They have been called by God to walk with the leader, to walk with the church, to be in the midst of the battle as the people are moving forward for the glory of God. An armor bearer is one that bears the arms. What is our weaponry? Our weaponry is the biblical principles of God. We have 66 books that we get our weaponry out of. We got 66 books that we can go in and get anything that we need to maneuver on the battlefield of God. Do you see that? 66 books. It's not just the Old Testament, it's the New Testament. We have 66 books. I like to say we got 66 arm rooms. And each and every one of those arm rooms, you have a different type of weapon that you can take to battle in war. And you can win at all times. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Amen. But we must understand how to properly use those 66 books. The book of Timothy says in Timothy 2, in 15, it says that we must study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needless not be ashamed that we can what? Rightly divide the word of truth. Why is he say rightly divide? Because some can wrongly divide the word. If you're not rightly dividing the word, then you can get untruth. Do you hear that? When you rightly divide the word, then you can get what? Truth. And truth is what sets us free. The Bible says he who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. So when we're set free, that means we got truth. Do you hear that? We have truth. Now, truth can come, but some don't believe the truth that comes to them. The only way that you and I can believe the truth that comes to us if we have to study. To show ourselves approved, not unto me, not unto him, not unto anyone, but unto God. God is the one that gives you peace, that you can receive the truth and walk in the truth, that you know who you are according to biblical principles that God called you. Do you hear that? In the book of Peter, he says, he called you from the dark. The dark. What was the dark? Places that you were before God brought his light to you. Do you hear that? We were all in the dark at one time in our life, but he called us from dark areas in our life. Dark areas, not just a room, but relationships. He called us from dark relationships. He called us from being evil and being mad and being wicked and trickery. He called us from all kind of things, and those things was dark in our life. He called us from them. But the only way that we can come out of the darkness, sister, we have to hear the call. Do you hear that? He said, I call you from darkness, but the only way that one can come out of darkness, Sister White, is you have to hear the call. If you don't hear the call of God, then you're still walking in darkness. If you're not hearing the call of God or heeding to the call of God, you're still walking in darkness. Most people will say, well, the room is light, it's not dark. But if you're not heeding to the call of God, you're still walking in darkness. He says, I call you from the darkness into a marvelous light. Notice that word marvelous. Marvelous is a light that you really can't explain how it is. You just know it's marvelous. Marvelous is way beyond good. It's way beyond nice. is way beyond the natural things that we can ever think. He says a marvelous light. A marvelous light is a light that's continued to go, but it increases as it goes. As we continue to walk with God from the darkness into the marvelous light. And then God says that you are chosen people. Chosen by God. Isn't it good to be chosen by God?
Amen.
If God chooses you, don't you think God has a mission for you if he chooses you? That is special. God chose you. He didn't choose anybody else to do what he called you to do. He has your name that he chose you by name. He chose you to do it. And if it don't get done, it's because you don't want to do what he chose you to do. God equipped you to do what he called you to do. He says he called you from the darkness to a marvelous light. And then he said you are a chosen generation. There are many generations in this world, but there's a chosen generation. You are a part of the chosen generation because when he called you from the dark, you heard the call and you came into the marvelous light. And therefore now he says you are a chosen generation because you heard the call. And now I'm fin to appoint you to do what I want you to do. So he says, I call you from the dark into the marvelous light. He says, you are a chosen generation in the book of Peter. It's in the book of Peter, the third chapter, book of Peter. He says, I call you from the darkness into the marvelous light. And then it says that you are a chosen generation. But then he just say, I just didn't choose you, but I made you royal. I chose you, but that's not all I want to do for you because you heard the call from darkness and you were heeded to the marvelous light. See, the marvelous light makes you a chosen person, but also it makes you royal. Do you hear that? The light of God makes you royal. You are royal people. You are royal people. A chosen generation, a royal people, but then he brings you into his priesthood. My. When we really think about the goodness of God and the glory of God and the presence of God, how he called us, chose us to be a part of a marvelous light, be a chosen people, and to a royal priesthood, we ought to be excited about being armor bearers of God because he only trusts you to uphold his word and to walk in the counsel. Do you hear that? God in our life has to fall into the will of God's good, perfect pleasure in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now let's go with some terminologies and we're going to do some different things with some traits of an armor bearer. An armor bearer, I say again, is one that stays close to the leader. And our leader and commander in chief is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We have to stay close to him. He says, draw nigh unto me and I will what? Draw nigh unto thee. He wants us to be close. Even though I am the under shepherd, I'm not the shepherd. I don't try to get you close to me. I try to get you close to him because it's all about him. And if you see that it's about him, then you will know how to walk with me in the closeness. Do you see it? As we follow Christ, then we can go the right way together. Amen. There's nothing that we cannot accomplish when we guard our life according to the word of God and the will of God in the name of Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs this morning, that's the book of wisdom. The book of wisdom. The book of Proverbs in the fourth chapter this morning. We're going to be back and forth doing a Bible excursion. That means we're going back and forth through scriptures. We're dealing this morning with being guarding your life, being an armor bearer. This is a topical message. A topical message means it stays in conjunction and around the topic that we're speaking. Amen. We're speaking about guarding our life. Guarding our life. You know, the Bible says that we ought to what? Put on what? The armor of God. Doesn't it not say that? That's Ephesians 6, isn't that right? Let's go to Ephesians 6 before we go to the book of Proverbs. Armor bearers. Guarding your life. Guarding your life. Guarding your life. And the way we guard our life is not that we are the guards. It's the word of God that guards our life. Because if he called us, then we are heed to that which he says, and it guards our life because we stay in spiritual alignment with the word of God. Amen? Amen. Being an armor bearer, guarding your life. Are we there in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Amen. Beginning at the 10th verse? He says to us, finally, my brethren. That word brethren is brothers and sisters. It's not built on the male side. It's brothers and sisters. He says, finally, my brother, he says, to be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of what? His might. So he says, you got to be strong. If you're going to guard your life, you got to be strong in the Lord and the what? Power of his might. If we're going to be armor bearers, we can't be strong in our own nature, in our own will. We have to be strong in the Lord. And the power of his might. Because he has strength that you and I don't have. But we gain his strength, we're what? In the Lord. As we in the Lord, we gain the strength of God. That means we can accomplish things that we cannot do in our own power. But in the Lord, we can do what? All things. Isn't that right? God in our life, being an armor bearer. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And the power of his might. Go ahead, 11. Then it tells us in the book, in the 11th chapter. He says what? Put on what? The whole armor of God. He says to put it on. Put it on. To guard our life, that means we have to put something on. That means we can't leave naked, uncovered. There are many people that are naked and uncovered. Because they don't want to be under something that's over them. Do you hear that? The word of God for the believer is over each and every one of us. And the word of God covers us. And that's why it says put on what? The whole armor of God. It's very interesting to me right here. He says to put it on. But you'll never find in the Bible where it says take it off. Being an armor bearer means you stay armed. Glory be to God. Somebody going to get this morning. As Elder White member, and he's listening to the word of God. He said, somebody going to believe this country boy. He reminded me that somebody's going to believe me as a country boy one day. That I'm walking and speaking truth of the glory of God. He says what? Put on what? The whole armor of God. Why would he say, this is teaching now. Why do he say put on the whole armor of God? Because there can be some people that's putting on partial parts of the armor. My. That's right. How you go into battle with portions of your armor? He says the whole armor of God. That means you cover from head to toe. That's right. Now, when you go into battle as an armor bearer, bearing arms, and you don't have on the whole armor of God, you can get wounded. And if you get wounded on the battlefield, then you are subject to death. My. So you must put on the whole armor of God while you're on the battlefield. If you're going to be an armor bearer, if you're going to guard your life. If I'm going to guard my life, I have to have on the whole armor of God. Everything that God says, I have to put on. I have to put on love, peace, joy, hope. Faith, godliness, righteousness. I have to put it all on in spite of what I may feel. He says, finally, my brothers, be strong where in the Lord. And what? The power of his might. Putting on the whole armor of God means in spite of what you did to me, in spite of what you say to me, in spite of what you told somebody about me and people speaking about me, I got on the whole armor. I got on the whole armor of God. Amen. Because you can't penetrate me. You can't move me because I'm guarding my life because I have the whole armor of God on. Do you hear that? And he goes on to say, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Verse 11 again, he says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to what? Stand. You may be able to stand against what? The wiles of the devil. That means some ways of the devil. some trickery of the devil, some schemes of this world. The plots, the ploys, the plans, the noemas against you in the world and people in the world. To have the full armor of God, you can stand against all of these things. Do you hear that? That means you guard your life because you have on the full armor of God. Are you following this morning? I want this to be true to you where you can see this in simplicity and the entirety that God has given to us. We're talking God in our life being an armor bearer. Being an armor bearer, guarding our life with the word of God. When people come to you and they talk craziness to you, you don't have to receive that because you have the whole armor of God on. Do you see that? You have the armor of God. And when you have the armor of God, you speak what God says in the midst of the storm. In the midst of trials, troubles, and tribulations, you speak the word of God. For he says his word go out to accomplish that which he sets out to do. And it comes back to him not void. That means you speak what God says. You speak what God says, guarding your life. Because there will be people in the days we live in don't care about you. They don't like you. But you have to guard your life by putting on the whole armor of God. You got to stand the wiles of the enemy, the devil, because his job is in 10, John 10:10 to come to kill, steal, and destroy you. He never stopped it from the beginning of time in the book of Genesis. He always come to kill, steal, and destroy. From the book of Genesis up to now, his mode of operation have been the same. He have not changed his blueprint. It's just a different disposition. How he comes to kill, how he comes to destroy. How he comes to turn your life upside down if you're not guarding your life according to the word of God. The Bible says, be ye holy for I am holy. We be whole and complete by having the full armor of God on. See, nobody in your life and your family should move you from the love of God. If people are trying to move you out of the love of God, then they don't mean nothing, no good to you. I don't care who it may be. You have to decide to whom you're going to serve. He says, for me and my house, we're going to what? Serve the Lord. For the Lord thy God is in the midst of us. Who will separate us from the love of God? Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. That's why we have to have on the whole armor of God and be able to stand. When you stand, that means you're anchored in. That means you got your foot anchored in. Just think about this here. This is new concrete cement. And for something to get anchored into the cement, it has to be placed in there before it dries. Glory to God. Before it dries, it has to be placed there. And if you get into the foundation, glory to God. If you get into the foundation and you place yourself in the foundation of God, when the winds come, the storm blows, and the wiles of the devil beat upon you, you're anchored in to the foundation of God because you're guarding your life, because you heard the call from God out of darkness and you came into the marvelous light. And God says that you're royal, you're a priesthood, you are somebody to me. And I need you to understand. That's why I'm telling you how to go into battle as my chosen armor bearers into this war that we're in. We're in a war. We're constantly in a war. We're constantly in a war. And verse 12 says, glory to God. I'm excited about this, knowing how to guard your life and to be a true armor bearer for the kingdom of God. It's not an individual armor bearer. We are individual armor bearer, but if the church can learn how to be an armor bearer where we all stand up and we bear on against this battle that we're going against. Because the adversary is trying to take the church, the true church, the true believers, and bring things into the church that's not of God. It's not of God. And many won't say anything because they're looking for numbers. They're looking for pleasure principles. They're looking for tags and titles. But God says, no, this is not the way. This is not the way. I need armor bearers that's going to bear arms and speak the truth of God's word. Show people their iniquity and their sins because I love them enough to show them where they're wrong. And we need men and women of God to stand up and speak in spiritual truth in love of the counsel of God's word. But many are afraid because they don't have on the full armor of God. They have holes in their armor. Because they want people to tell them what they like, and then that's what they do, what the people like. We're not here to please people. Amen. We're not here to please people. We're here to please God. We're here to please God and God by himself. We're here to please God by being armor bearers, living in the holiness of God, raising ourselves up, being steadfast in the word of God, anchored in the ground and pillar of truth. In the pillar of truth. And he goes on to say, for we what? Wrestle. We wrestle what? Not against what? Flesh and blood. We don't have to wrestle with people. Elder, we don't wrestle with people. If you don't believe, then I'm not going to try to get you to believe. I'm not going to wrestle with you. I love you. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I'm commanded to love. But I am not commanded to wrestle with you. And persuade you and coerce you. I am not. I am not commanded to like you. But I'm commanded to love you. See, like and love is different. Love is unconditional. Like is predicated on what you can do for me and what I can do for you. Do you hear that? Totally different. Yeah, that's right. You won't find like in the Bible. You find love in the Bible. So he says is as armor bearers, he says, well, for us the first, well, put on the full armor of God. Full armor. That we may stand the wiles, right? The wiles. Of the devil. The wiles is the wicked ways. The ways that he's or she gonna come. It's not just a he. Uh-oh. It's a she too. Because everybody got a devil somewhere if they're not serving God. Amen. Amen. And I'm not talking about the one with the red tail and the pitchfork and all of that. I'm talking about a real live one that walks in the spirit of evil. Devil. And then we take that word devil, D-E-V-I-L, right? And we flip it backwards and drop the D. That means live. Live evil. That's a devil. It's not man that's sick. Man is wicked. Do you hear it? We're not talk show hosts. We're telling the truth about the matter. Do you hear that? And if you stand up for righteousness, either they're going to draw to you or they're going to go away. That's even our own loved ones. They're either going to draw to God or they're going to turn away. But you can't be mushy about it. Because you don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. But against principalities. Powers against rulers of what? Darkness of this what? Of this world. Oh, well, hold on. We got darkness and powers and wickeds in this world? Brother Simmons, I didn't know that. Because you're not walking in the full armor of God. God's armor show you that it's wickedness in this world. He says it right here. He said, we don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. That means, why am I wrestling with you? Why am I dealing with your flesh when it's a spiritual matter? See, it's a spiritual matter that people don't come to the house of God to serve God like God desires them to serve. It's a spiritual matter. It's a spiritual matter. And why do I need to wrestle with them? I don't need to wrestle with them. If you don't want to serve God in spirit and in truth, why am I wrestling with you? He tells me right here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm not wrestling with your natural things because you're carnal minded. You won't understand spiritual things. Because I'm an armor bearer. I don't fight you in the natural. I fight by the spirit. I don't fight by the natural. I fight by the spirit. See, when I step out and you step out into this world, we're stepping out in a spiritual battle.
That's right.
When we step out into the world, wherever we go, we're stepping into a spiritual battleground, even though we're in the natural. We're stepping into a spiritual battleground. And if we don't have our full armor on, we can easily get wounded. Because there's somebody in that spiritual battleground that don't care for you. How many know if you're a true believer and you accept Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you're marked? The spirit of darkness see you. It's a beam on you. They know who you are. And they're going to attack you and see what you're going to do and how you're going to operate and how you're going to function. But I'm here to tell you, we function by God in our life according to the word of God. We function by God in our life by putting on the whole armor of God, because God has anointed each and every one of us to be an armor bearer. We carry the word and we deliver the word. Do you hear it? He says right here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against what? Powers. Against what? Powers. There are powers in this world. There are demonic forces in this world. There's demon activity in this world, on our jobs, in our businesses, and even at the White House. Even down in Olympia.
That's right.
Even all the businesses up in Seattle. There are powers, wicked rulers. He says that against powers, against rulers of the darkness of what? This world. He's talking this world, the world that we live in. Say, we of the world. The Bible says that we're of the world, but not in the world. We're of the, we live here, but we're not of what they do.
That's right.
So there's a division and a separation. If any time you want to see division, that's a good one. We're not what they do. We don't do what they do, but we're in the world, but not of the world. That means we don't do what they do. We don't live how they live. We don't talk the way they talk.
That's right.
We don't believe the way they believe. That's, do you
right.
see that?
Amen.
Glory to God. Because we're armor bearers of the word of God, because we got the full armor of God.
That's right.
The full armor of God. Guarding our life, taking care of our families, leading them to the principal things of God. How many know if your family member don't want to go in the word of God, that don't mean you pull out from God's word?
That's right.
Glory to God. Sometime in life, if your family member don't go, you need to make a U-turn. And you look through them through your rearview mirror. Some old song, Bye Bye Baby or whatever. You just say bye bye. Bye bye. You leave them alone.
Yeah, that's right.
You leave them alone. Because if you don't leave them alone, he says what? Walk in the power of what? His might. If you're trying to coerce them, you're trying to walk in your own power.
Right.
Sister Honor, you don't have that kind of power. But if we walk in God, then we got God's power. And God anoints us. And he gives us what to say and how to say it. But we don't say it according to what? Flesh and blood. We don't say it according to flesh and blood. Now, it's easy. It's real easy. All of y'all ain't been saved all your life now. Come on. It's easy to get into the flesh and blood. Elder White, it's easy to get into flesh and blood. Because somebody can say it'll be one of them outlaws or one of them sidewinders. And you forget whose you are sometime. Huh? Hello? Can we just be honest in here? God loves the truth.
Yes, he does. That's his word.
He loves the truth. Amen. Sister Jackie, we can all get outlawed and be sidewinders.
That's right.
Because equipment, you can say, what? No, you got to put on your full armor.
Amen. That's right.
You got to stay so you can go against the wiles of the devil. Because
that's
one of them wiles. Come to see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And the next thing I'll say, I thought you were.
Yeah, I thought you were. Yeah, that's right.
I thought you were this.
Yeah, right.
I thought, now that's the accuser of the brethren.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I thought you were. But when we understand the full arm of God, then we can guard our life. We can guard our life. Do you see that?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. And then he goes on. Are we getting something out of this this morning?
Amen.
And he say, wherefore, take unto you what? The whole armor of God. Go back one. He says to us, now, it's something important about, go back one. It's something about this whole armor. We as the people of God, a spoken word ministry, we can't have partial armor.
Right.
There's none of us should be partial armor bearers. We should all be full-fledged armor bearers. What does that mean? We should all be committed to God, connected to leadership, and connected to each other in the ministry that God. I said last week, whose ministry is it? It's our ministry that God entrusts us with. That means we go together in the battle. When it don't look right, we still fight in the battle. Do you hear that? It's something about this whole armor. When you don't have the whole armor, then partiality things settle in. You begin to move by your own idea. You begin to move by how you feel in your emotional will. Do you hear this? Because you don't have the full armor. Jerry, I'm talking this morning, and we have to hear this by the Spirit of God. For us to stay in the battle and be true to the call of God, which I know we are, but God reminds us that we have to stay fully armed to guard our life. If somebody comes, and I said this before, if somebody comes talking to me about you, brother, and I don't say anything to them, then I must be in agreement with them. That means I'm not fully armed. A full arm and a full armor bearer, I know the closeness of who you are. Why? Because I'm walking in battle with you. When the heat is on and trouble is gone, I want to see what you're going to do. Are you going to quit and turn away? No, we're going the same way. We in the battle together. So if somebody says something about you, my beloved sister, I'm going to say, you don't even know what you're talking about. We walk in the heat of the moment together. We're in battle together. We walk in the full armor of God. I just don't guard my life. We guard each other's life because we're not selfish. We watch out for each other. Do you hear that? We watch out for each other. There's something about this whole armor, Joy. And you can tell if a person is walking with the whole armor. It's how they walk. It's what they say. And what they do, where their commitment is. It's a telltale sign. Being an armor bearer. He says the whole, right, 11 say the whole armor of God. Go to 13 again. And then God tells him to come back and say, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. It's something about the wholeness of this armor. It's something about being sure. It's something about having a made up mind. It's something about walking in the truth. It's something about being steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word of God. It's something about this armor that he is telling us. You know, it's a sad commentary, but it's truly stated by many will say, and they get up in the morning and say, well, I got to put on my armor. That's not a real armor bearer. Because you never find nowhere in scripture where he say, take your armor off. Hello? He says, put on the whole armor of God. Do you hear that? Saul tried to get, David. He tried to get David to wear his armor. David said, I can't do that. And then he remind him in the story in the Bible, if God that can deliver me from a lion and a bear, then he sure can deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Who is he? Because I'm a full armor wearer and I bear the arms of God. He told Saul, I can't wear that, man. I can't wear that. Well, I need to put on your armor. And your armor ain't been tested. You don't even have no battle dents. You showcasing. And you ain't even in the war. You showcasing. You ain't even in the war. And you call yourself a leader. A leader gets in the war with the people. We get down in the fight. We get bloody too. in the name of Jesus. We don't just stand off and send the people to battle. We're in the battle together. Do you hear that? He's going to tell them to put on his armor. David said, hold on, man. Why your armor all shiny? And I heard you've been in the battle, but you have no scratches. You have no dents. See, armor bearers of those that's connected to God and committed to leadership and connected to the ministry, you got to have some dents and some bruises. You got to have some bumps. You got to have some bumps. Because the bumps show you that, yes, I'm in the battle and I'm standing in the battle. Even you thought I was wounded, but now I'm healed. I'm set free and I'm delivered. It reminds me that I'm a warrior. Do you hear that? For the Lord. For the Lord. An armor bearer has his or her individual responsibility. But an armor bearers have a collective responsibility. He says, united we stand, and divided we will fall. We have to be strong, my brothers and sisters, to believe what God has called us to do together. He says that I send them out, what? Two by two. Because the one go by themselves, they can be easily persuaded and defeated. He says you can't put two ox together. You got to have a strong one and a weak one. Because if you put two strong ones together, they're going to be what? Bullheaded. And they'll go different directions. Do you hear it? God is smarter than we are. God is very smarter than what we are. And that's why we ought to yield to the presence of God and the strength of God. It's something about this whole armor. He says, wherefore take unto you, 13, the whole armor of God, that ye may be what? Able to withstand. He says, you got to put on the whole armor, Rudy. You can't be partial in this thing. You can't just trust God on Sunday and then don't trust God on Monday. He's not just a Sunday God. He's an everyday God. 7 days a week, 24 hours, 365 days. Because the Bible says he never sleep nor slumber. God don't take no time off. He don't take no time off. He don't take no time off. And we're to be so appreciated of that. Because he guards our life. When we're sleeping, he's guarding us. When we're sleeping, he has angels camped around about our properties, our homes. They're sitting at the head of our beds, watching over us, looking at us. Even in our children's rooms, the angels are there. Because they're battle angels. Because they go against the spirit of wickedness and evil. Do you hear it? And then he says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may what? Be able to withstand in the evil day. What day are we living in?
Evil.
What day are we living in?
Evil day.
And if we don't put on the whole armor of God, we can fall away and not stand. We'll lay down in the evil day. And when you look around, there's a lot of people laying down. But they say out of their mouth, they're standing up. Hello, that's a revelation of a difference. It's not enough to say, yeah, I'm blessed. But are you serving the blesser?
That's it.
How you doing today? Oh, I'm highly favored. Whose favor? Whose favor? Because if you're highly favored, then you'll be favored by God and you'll be high in him and not in yourself. Do you see it? The Bible tells us to stay humble and not be high-minded. We have to be very careful in what we say and how we say it. He says right here, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day. And having done all, he says that you got to stand. You got to stand. There are times, and I shared in the obsession of this ministry, there'll be times that I will say things and you probably don't like what I say. It's going to be times that I say things and you might think I'm targeting you, but it's the Holy Ghost speaking. And a true armor bearer knows how to arm themselves in the things of God. And then people can walk away. They walk away. And because they have holes in their armor. And the very thing that God is trying to get you to mature in, you're leaving out. You're walking away. So you leave the battleground wounded. And you're not covered. Until in the life of the battle and life goes on, you find yourself end up dead. Not physically dead, but spiritually dead. Wounded. Out of ranks. Nowhere to be found. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Your life is no longer guarded by the word of God. You're not being what God called you to be. He called you to be an armor bearer. One that bears arms in the things of God. Hold fast to the promises of God. Now let's go back over to the book of Proverbs. That's where we started, right? Chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. What are we talking about this morning?
Learning your life.
And being a what?
Armor-bearer.
Is an armor bearer a flunky?
Nope.
An armor bearer is one that bears arms and goes into war. An armor bearer is one that believes and trusts in the Lord. Does the armor bearer put on a half portion of his or her armor?
No.
It says the full armor of God. Does the armor bearer wrestle with flesh and blood?
No.
We wrestle with what? Spirits and wickedness. Where? In what places?
High places.
High places. High places. High places. In the book of Proverbs, in the 4th chapter, in the first verse, are we there? It says, hear ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to know what? Understanding. He says, attend to instructions of what? The father. And of what? Attend to know understanding. That means you got to get what? God's clear understanding of who you are and how to guard your life as an armor bearer. Then he goes on to say, for I give you good what? Doctrine. What is that? I give you good teaching. I give you solid commandments. I give you the word of truth. I give you sincere meat and not milk. I give you things that can root and penetrate the heart, that you may stand the wiles of the enemy in times of pressure, in times of uncertainty. I give you good doctrine. I give you Bible-based teaching.
Truth.
He says, verse 2, for I give you good doctrine, forsake not what? My law. He says, I give you good doctrine, forsake not what I'm saying. He says, don't walk away from this. He says, forsake not. I give you what? Good doctrine. I give you the law of truth. He says, don't walk away from it. Don't turn your back on it. Live by it because it's good for you. It will take you the long way. It will always keep you straight on the straight and narrow. Then he says in verse 3, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Listen to what he said. He taught me also. And said unto me, let thy heart retain my what? Words. He says, let your heart retain the words. The heart is the seed where the word gyrates and it penetrates in. If the word can get into thy heart, which is a soil, he says, retain my words where? In thy heart. And the heart has to believe what the word of God says. And if the heart believes what the word of God says, then the heart can be fixed right, trusting in the Lord. And that's where we get the understanding of God. Do you hear it? He says right here, 3 again. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Then he says, keep my commandments and live. He says, keep the commandments and you will live. If you don't keep the commandments, then I don't know what can happen to you. The opposite of live is what? Die. He says, if you keep my commandments, then you can live. If you don't keep my commandments, the opposite of that is that you can die. What happened in the garden? Adam died. He died not naturally, but he died spiritually because he did not keep what? The commandments. Do you hear that? We can walk around, and many people are walking around today just like I'm moving. I can be moving, you say, it's life in him. But if I'm not keeping the commandments and the word of God, I'm really walking dead. Do you hear this? Dead man walking. Dead men, dead women are walking because we're not walking in the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the real deal. And God teaches us how to guard our life. He's teaching us that we bear arms with the word of God, with good doctrine and the commandments that which he says unto us, because he loves us. A God that doesn't love you wouldn't call you from dark. He'd just turn his back on you and say, go your own way. Then he brought you into a marvelous light, a light so bright that he shined all the darkness, all the muck and all the mire and all the clay of nastiness off of your life. And then he put you into being royal. See, what we had on before, to the natural eye of people, it didn't look good. But the instant that we came into the presence of God, whatever we had on, it came to be royal. Do you hear it? Because of the marvelous light. He changed us just like that, to be royal and to be priest and to be peculiar people. Peculiar people. Many people don't want to be peculiar. They want to just blend in. I can't be, because they're going to talk about me, Brother Simmons. I can't be peculiar. No, you are a peculiar person. You don't do what they do. You don't sound like they sound. You're peculiar. You're different. Because the way that God brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. And then he says right here in 5. He says to do what? Get what? Get what? Get what? And then he says to get what? You got to get the wisdom. And then you got to get what? Understanding. When we get wisdom about God saying put on the whole armor of God, he gives us that in the ancillary. He says, Finally, my brother, he tells us, right? He says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and what? The power of his might. He says, finally, we're getting to the point where you finna get this understanding. Finally, I'm getting through to you. Finally, it's coming in. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And then he says, I'm finna help you with the understanding why you need to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He says what? Put on what? The whole armor of God. That's your understanding. You got to understand that you can't walk this world, in this world, without having the whole armor of God on. We have to walk in this world with the whole armor of God if we're going to guard our life. If we're going to be strong in the things of God. If we're collectively going to stand upright and be a force to reckon with in the kingdom of God. And in the local area where God has placed you and I together to do great exploits. We have to understand this. It is God's moving. And then he goes on to say, 5 again, get wisdom and get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the word of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is what? The principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get the true understanding that you are armor bearer of God. and all the things that I'm teaching you, and all the ways that I'm showing you, and all the good doctrine that I am giving unto you, you need to get the understanding of all of this, that you may guard your life and be the true armor bearers of God. Because God has called you and anointed you and appointed you for greatness. For greatness. And then it says right here, exalt her. Exalt her and she shall what? Promote thee. If you exalt God, if you lift him up, you're going to be promoted. If you stand and yet you walk in the full armor of God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what nobody says, if you understand and get the wisdom of God, he says it's right here, exalt her, exalt the wisdom, exalt what I'm telling you, and she shall what? Promote thee. You're going to be promoted. Most people look at promotion as being a position in the natural. He's talking about promoting you in the spirit. You're going to have a spiritual promotion where you're going to have a better and deeper revelation and understanding of what God has said about you and me alike and us collectively and what our purpose is together here in the ministry. He says, and exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to what? Honor. A lot of people want honor. There's people craving for honor. We in the kingdom of God, as the armor bearers of God, we don't look for honor. Jonathan had an armor bearer, and we touched on this. He had an armor bearer whose name was not even mentioned. He didn't seek position of honor. He just did what Jonathan had required for him to do. He trusted Jonathan. Why did he trust Jonathan? Because he knew that Jonathan was going into battle against something far greater than him. But he knew that Jonathan had a big God. And Jonathan never backed down because he trusted God. He had wisdom. And he had the understanding who his God was. And his armor bearer followed him. He said, whatever you say, that's what we're going to do, Jonathan. I don't care how big them Philistines are, how many people they got. If you go, I'm going with you. I'm right there with you. And that's what we need to be as armor bearers. We need to stay together in the heat of the moment. We need to stay together in the heat of the moment. Say, I will. Stay together. In the heat of the moment, because there will be some heated moments. That's why it says to stand the wiles. Wiles is heat. Pressure will come. Jesus was pressured, but he could not change because he knew who he was. He said he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and when he came out of the wilderness, Satan met him there because he thought he was weak. And then it says it took him up to the highest pinnacle. The highest pinnacle. And told him to look out and see. All that you see can be yours. If you will bow down and what? Worship me. See, he wanted him to be worshipped. He wanted own honor for himself. He says, if you bow down and worship me, self-inflicted promotion and honor. But the revelation of a difference, he had to know when he took Jesus up to the pinnacle that Jesus had all understanding and all wisdom. And he had to know some kind of way that what he was showing Jesus was already his. Do you see that? But Jesus, in his humble stage, he knew who he was. He knew who had sent him. He knew the power of his might and the resurrection of his glory. He didn't even have to open up his mouth and say, wait a minute, you fool, that already belonged to me. He didn't have a high mind. He went through the process because he showed that he had on the full armor. Do you see this? He showed that I can withstand the wiles of the devil, the enemy. I am in the heat of the moment in the battle. And you can try all you can to persuade me. But nothing you say will move me. Nothing you say will turn me away. Nothing you say will get me to walk out of the love of God, even though you may think I'm weak. But I am strong. I have spiritual nourishment. Even though I fast 40 days and I just came out of the wilderness, I'm stronger. I'm stronger, just like Caleb said. I am stronger than I was then, as I am now, because he had the spiritual strength of God. That's why it says, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, it's a time that we will not need natural strength. It's the time that we live in that we need the spiritual strength of God. The prophetic and the prophets speaking the holy written word of God and the oracles of God must come back into the house of God. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We have to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Not our own might, not our own will. Jesus even said, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus even said that. I don't have no strength, but your will be done, Father. Your will be done, Lord. Whatever you desire, if this cup don't pass from me, if the pain don't pass from me, if you want to take me out, your will be done. But I'm staying the course because I'm walking in the power of your might, because you have all strength. I can do nothing without you. I need you, Lord, in the battle. I need to be the true armor bearer of God, that which you call me to be. I need to take the front line and not be behind. I need to stay in front. I need to lead from the front. I need to walk in unity. And we're going to close in Ephesians chapter 4. God gave to the church that the church can be strong and they can walk in the fullness of what God have them to walk in, because he gave gifts to the church. He gave gifts to the church. We was here on Wednesday night. He gave gifts to the church. If God give a gift, then we are to receive the gift that God has given us. It's very rude not to receive the gift. And he says, Ephesians, go to, Ephesians 1? Ephesians, go to the book of Ephesians. It's Proverbs, Ephesians. Looking for Ephesians on the screen. Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Thank you. Ephesians chapter 4, glory to God. He says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye called. Keep going. With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, bearing one another where in love. Do you see that? Bearing one another where? In love. That means we got to put up with each other where? How? We got to put up with each other with what? Love. See, sometimes you just don't want to put up with one another. But he's telling you how to do it. I know sometimes you might don't want to put up with me, but he's saying, no, you got to do it with what? With love. See, I got you now. Well, I don't care about none at all. If you're an armor bearer. He says right here, with all loathing, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another what? In love. You got to put up with me in love. I don't care if you don't like my shiny ball head, but you got to put up with me in love. Amen? Glory to God. If we're going to be true, he says right there. Amen. And then he says, keep going. He said, endeavor to keep unity with all lowliness. Three, please. Move forward, please. It was three. I'm just going to read out my Bible then. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit. Do you see that? One body and what? One spirit, one body and what? One spirit, one body and what? One spirit. One spirit. One spirit. Even as you are called into one hope, what? Of your calling. Didn't he say, I call you from the darkness into the marvelous light? Even as you're called by one hope in your calling. Then it says there's what? One what? Lord, one faith, and one baptism. He says one God. Do you hear that? One God and one Father of all, who is what? Above what? All. He's above what? All. He's above what? All. And through all and what? In you all. But unto every one of us is given grace. Do you see that? According to what? The measure of the gift of Christ. Then he says, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto what? All men. That means you got a gift. No one in here is ungifted. Well, what am I supposed to do? God gave you the gift. What is your unction to function for the kingdom of God? That's a gift. No one in here does not have a gift. No one. No one. Well, I don't know what I'm. No, 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 no. That is not sound doctrine. Brothers and sisters, am I reading the same? Are you reading the same?
Yes, amen.
So we can all leave here today and say you are gifted.
Yes, we are.
You are gifted. How can you say that? Because the word of God says it. Well, I see a gift in you. No, 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 no. God gift you. Man can put a gift on you which is not yours.
That's right.
It's what they want to put on you. But what has God given you? A gift from God. It touches your heart and it moves your heart to move forward in that which he says for you to do. That's a gift from God. Don't contemplate the gift of God. Because the gift of God is purpose. It's purpose. Look at what he says. He says, 7 again, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto all men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might what? Fulfill all things. And this is the gift that he gave. To teach the church, to build the church, to build the people. To keep the people strong in the power of his might and the resurrection of the Lord. And he says, and he gave what? Some apostles, do you see that? And some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why did he do it? The ancillary verse is 12. For what? The perfecting of the saints and for the work of what? The ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Whose ministry is it? It's our ministry. And he gave gifts to our ministry to perfect us. Perfect us what? That we can be big-headed? No, perfect the ministry. Do you see that? For the perfecting of the ministry. That means God wants us to be perfected in his ministry. Because he gave us gifts. All of us have gifts. But then he gave us gifts that we can perfect the gifts that he gave. He gave a pastor because he see people have gifts in the local church and the pastor's not there just for to promote his gift. The pastor's there that he can what? Perfect you in the gift that God gave you. Somebody gonna believe this country boy. And when we reach that point of understanding that the gift is there to help you perfect your gift, then there's another level that the ministry will go in. There's another level the ministry will move in. There's another touching by the hand of God on the people of God to move forward in that which God has gifted them to do. Do you see it? I pray that you can see that. That means being true armor bearers of God. God gave these prophet, apostles, evangelists, preachers, and teachers as armor bearers to arm the people of God so they can perfect their gift that God gave them. For the work of the ministry. For the battleground. and to teach them to stay in the fullness of the armor of God, that they can withstand the wiles of the devil, the evil times. But the people of God must get in tune with the gift that God has given each and every one of them. So when the gifts that he gave to the church will stand up and speak the oracles of God, it will unite that gift that God gave you. And it will spark that interest in you so you can start moving in the perfecting of the ministry. That lives can truly be changed as your life is changed. How many know you're not just the only one that life needs to be changed?
That's right.
You are there to change, help other people see the change in their life by the word of God. And that's why we are armor bearers, walking in this battle, upholding God's word, leading people to truth, walking in unity, understanding, as it said, there's one Lord, one Christ, one faith in all and through us all, that Jesus Christ is the head of everything, and that we serve him in the beauty of his holiness. And that we submit ourselves, our mind, emotion, and will to the faculties of God. And when we come together, we come to hear the voice of heaven speak to us as he gives us direction for the earth, for the place that we live on earth, how we are to move, how we are to live, and how we are to have our total being here on this side of heaven, that we can stand with the whole armor of God. To God be the glory, that we understand to guard our life, and that we are true armor bearers of God, and that we walk in the fullness of God, and that we stand in strength and unity, one with the other. The Bible says, how can Satan stand? If he stand being divided, he can't stand if he's divided. And he's always trying to get himself together and to be strong. But God says that we are stronger than him when we're coming to unity. One Lord, one Christ, one faith. Do you see that? We beat him every time. He's a loser. Glory to God. He has no W's. He has all L's. We are the winners. We are the winners, brothers and sisters. As we continue to encourage ourselves and exalt one another, we are the true winners of God. It's nothing that we do when we're serving God, we call it a failure. You are never a failure. You're always a winner. You're a conqueror. He says that he overcame the world even by faith. Your last name may be your last name, but when you're a kingdom person, your last name is overcomer. You are a overcomer. Overcomer. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. God bless you this morning. And may you walk in strength, walk in power, walk in peace, walk in love, walk in harmony, and walk in unity by the grace and ability of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It's a beautiful thing to know how to guard your life. It's a beautiful thing to know that you have been chosen to be an armor bearer of God. Amen. It's a beautiful thing that God has chosen you to walk in unity and harmony. Understanding in the place such as this, that is one God, one Lord, one faith, and one Christ in us all and through us all. And without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things that strengthen us.